Arizona homeowners, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Well, every once in a while we hit a topic that just, boom, explodes. Every time we mention the word ant.
Yes.
We get hundreds of emails. Well, we mentioned super cooling last week, and the internet machine exploded. It literally exploded. So I want to take a couple minutes and cover that again. We demonstrated last week how, for a particular customer of ours, we took his $750 a month air conditioning bill to under $300. We did it by something called super cooling, okay? And we did it with an energy management computer mounted to the house. And you can see that if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, go to the referral network, look under energy management, and click onto Advanced Home Systems website. The utility bill is actually there. You can look at it. Over $700. The very next month, with the same amount of consumption. As a matter of fact, he even consumed a little bit more energy the following month. We were able to take his bill to under $300. We took him from almost 20 cents a kilowatt hour to 6 cents a kilowatt hour. That's a savings of 2/3. And folks, here's how you do it. And what triggered this is I got an email 2 weeks ago from a listener. He says, Rosie, your thing about super cooling house, I'm just doing it manually with my thermostat when I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning. I'm seeing a savings of 20 and 25%. Folks, here's how it works. You have to make sure you're on the right energy plan. You must be on an energy plan that allows you to consume electricity in off-peak hours at a greatly reduced rate. I'm on a plan where at 7 o'clock in the evening, my power price goes greatly decrease, goes down a lot, and it's down until noon the next day. Well, between 7:05 in the evening and 11:55 in the morning, I'm super cooling my house. My thermostat is set very low in the middle of the summer. And I'm living absolutely as cool as I can possibly get it. I'm consuming that electricity at 1/4 the price as the electricity that I'm going to use between noon and 7 p.m. So you get your house super cooled by cheap electricity. And people say, Rosie, you're wasting electricity. Listen, folks, if we could get everybody to do this, the power utility companies have to design the delivery system to meet the peaks. If we could all get out of the habit of making 4 o'clock in the afternoon the peak, we could actually do utility companies a huge favor. It's the greenest thing you can do on the planet. You're actually reducing the need to ever build additional utility generation stations. So I've talked about this for years. It is an incredibly effective way for people in the desert to cut their utility bills, turn your thermostat down at night to the point you have to put a blanket on as cold as you can stand it. And then when your peak load changes its rate, turn it up to 78, 80 degrees. This air conditioner will literally sleep the great majority of the time that you're in that high peak load. You're killed. When you look at your utility bill and you're on a demand metered program, you should be averaging about 80 to 85% of your power consumed off peak. Your average kilowatt should be somewheres under 8 pennies. If it's not, you're not super cooling and you're not being smart about how you're managing your utility consumption. So that's super cooling. Can I get off that soapbox?
You can go, when you're on Advanced Home Systems page on our website, you'll notice a little button on the right-hand side called Web Audio Feature.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's when we bring specialists, our partners, into the studio, not during the broadcast, but just one-on-one and have an open mic conversation with them. And then we put it in segments and post it online. In there, there's also a link to my electric bill after 2 years.
And your personal electric
bill? Correct.
Okay.
And you can see where that energy management system kicks in, because the on peak drops to next to nothing.
This is like...
And a lot of people, when they hear 68 degrees, well, you must be using so much energy, there's no way. When you look at the on peak, the off peak dropped too.
Yeah, absolutely. It did. And so that's super cooling. If you want a free analysis at your house, it's 602-799-5656.
And obviously that's a Maricopa County area code, but any APS client is a candidate for this.
And SRP as well. APS's system is a little bit more, you'll save more aggressively with the APS system, but you'll save with SRP and you'll save with TEP as well.
And you will. And the reason I mentioned APS is people listening, Yavapai County, you know, they service 60% of the state. So I didn't want anyone thinking that was an exclusive number to the metro area.
All right. We'll take your phone calls and answer any questions you have about any project you've got going around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number is 1-888-767-4348. That's super cooling. Now, I had an interesting email exchange with a well-known Arizona celebrity. And, Romeo, I'm just going to read you the email, and you tell me if you can guess who this is, okay? Hey, Rosie, hope things are going well. I miss seeing you guys. I live in a three-bedroom...
Tim and Willie.
Nope.
Okay.
I live in a three-bedroom house, two baths. One has a small bathtub. I'm thinking of doing a remodel, one of the bathrooms.
Charles Barkley.
Nope. And was planning to replace a bathtub with a shower. We never used that tub, but we were wondering if that would hinder the sale in the future. I figured you'd be the one to ask. Thanks. Okay. So my response, in my opinion, it will not. Does the other bathroom have a bath? And then I referred him to Rebath. I said, call Rebath. They do 100 of these, you know, every year. They're the place you should go. Then he writes back. He says, thanks. I was going to ask you for the recommendation. The one we want to remodel is the only bathtub in the house. That would leave us no bath in the house. Not good, eh? That's what he says. Not good, eh?
Five Symington?
No. So then I say, for some people, that may cause a hesitation to buy. I think realtors today would tell you not having a bathtub is a very seldom an issue in selling. Do you have a realtor you put your trust in that you can consult? If not, I referred someone to him. I'm sure he'd be happy to share his opinion on that. John Glutch in Scottsdale. Besides, I said.
Pat McMahon?
No. If someone needs a bath that bad, why can't they just knock on the neighbor's door and use theirs? Okay, so here's his response. This is where we're going to give away who it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll never forget those baths we took in Ash Fork. We lived in a two-room trailer with a lean-to attached that was the bathhouse, not the bathroom. That was an outdoor privy a short distance away. We heated the water on an outdoor fire, bathed in a wash tub. My mother always got to bathe first. If Dad was in town, he got second. Then me and my brothers got to fight who went third in the cold gray water.
Yuck.
And they call them the good old days. So, Romy, do you know who this is?
Well, there's only two people old enough that could be, you know, and I know it's not McCain, so it's got to be Marshall Trimble.
Marshall Trimble, right? You know, Arizona's official state historian. I thought I was old because I could remember doing calculus with a slide rule. Look how old is this guy? Have you ever heard him play the guitar?
Yeah.
He's no Waylon Jennings.
there's a phone call.
There is no. I think you should take Jennings. It. Just
there
so
is
you know.
No other Waylon Jennings.
I think you should take phone call on line two.
On line two, who is it?
I don't know. I'll let him tell you. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Rosie. Hey.
Oh, hello, Mark.
You telling those tall tales about me again?
I'm talking about your bathing habits.
No. Well, I have to tell you something. I had the hardest time trying to do Rosie 888 Rosie for you because the letters on this phone are so small, and I did it wrong about. It took me 10 minutes, and then just as I was getting ready to try to dial and hoped I transpose, changed the Rosy for you into the right numbers. Jennifer called. So
well, you have to be careful, because if you plug in Rosy at the house, you get an escort service in San Diego.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last time I did that, trying to punch the numbers, I was calling Hooked on Phonics, and I got a hooker in Phoenix.
So I'm glad the first
we need
home improvement question we ever got from Marshall was he needed to know how to deal with the skylight he put in on the bottom of his two-story condo.
Did I really do that?
I'm glad we've moved on to other things now.
Mark? Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, Rosy was talking about how old we were, and it wasn't long ago, Romy, your dad and I bellied up to a bar in Scottsdale, and we were just sitting there, and he says, "Hey, Marshall, look at those two guys over there, those two old geezers over there. That's what we're going to look like in 30 years." And I said, "Rosy, we're looking in the mirror."
Ouch. Marshall Trimble, the official Arizona State historian. Always, I was tickled when I saw the email come in, Marshall, and I hope we can get you taken care of and get that bathroom all set up for you, and you won't have to be burning firewood, heating up your water, and showering and bathing outside.
I hope I don't ever have to do that again. We did that a little bit in the Marine Corps, but that was that. At least I volunteered for that. So, but anyway, I'll call Rebath and I'll let you know how things go.
You keep me posted, Marshall. We certainly appreciate it. You have a great weekend, man.